Shalom uvecha to everybody. Welcome back to the OU Women's Initiative Haftorah. My name is Micha Horowitz, and today we will be studying the Haftorah of Parshas Vayetze. Let's have a quick overview of the Parsha, and then we will go into the Haftorah learning. The Parsha begins in Parak Chav Ches with Yaakov and his famous dream. He is running away from the wrath of his brother Esau, because in Parak Chav Zayin, Yaakov received the brachos first. Vamitzchak, Esav is very angry. He vayistam Esav bilibo al brachos asher bercho aviv. Vayomer Esav bilibo yikruvu yimei ava aviv ahargas Yaakov achi perach of zayin pasuk mem aleph. He takes an oath to kill his brother. Therefore, his parents send him away, and he has to run. And ultimately, it's going to be 22 years before he finally gets home. 20 years with Lavan. So, in perach of ches, he finds himself having his famous dream. Luz beit al the ladder, the malachim, hinei Hashem nitzav. Of Allah, God makes divine promises to guard him and to watch over him, to give him to the land, and his children will burst forth in all directions. Parach of Tas, Yaakov lifts up his feet and he journeys to the land of the east. Of course, by the well, he's going to meet his beloved Rachel. He loves her very much. Lavan says, work for 7 years and I'll give you a hand in marriage. After 7 years, Yaakov finds out he is married Leah. He marries Leah. 7 days later, he marries Rachel, who he has to work an additional 7 years for. At the end of Perek Chavtes, he has the first four Shvatim in quick succession, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Perek Lamed further details the events surrounding the birth, not the birth of his other sons through his wives, Bilha, Zilpah, Rachel, Leah. All the Shvatim are born except for Binyamin, who is not born in this week's parasha. Then he works 6 more years for his flocks in Perek Lamed Aleph. He's running away, and Laban and his sons catch up with him. Okay, that's an overview of the parasha. Now let's talk about the Haftorah. Okay, the Haftorah is different for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, very different, because Sfaradim read from Hosea, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, through Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, and Ashkenazim pick up where Sfaradim leave off. Ashkenazim read from Perek Yud Beis Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Gimel, through Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Yud. So Ashkenazim read the end of Sefer Hosea, middle of Perek Yud Beis, all of Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, and the Sfaradim read from the beginning middle of Yud Aleph to the middle of Perek Yud Beis. Okay, so let us talk. There's absolutely no overlap in the Haftorahs of the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim, but who was Hosea? Both communities read from Sefer Hosea. So Hosea was the first of the Trei Asar, and we are dealing with the decline and the destruction of the northern kingdom, Malchus Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan. Hosea's time period is the 8th century before the Common Era, in the time of Bayis Risham. The contemporaries who prophesied at the same time as him were the Nevi'im Amos, Micha, and Yeshayahu as well. The main theme of the Sefer of Hosea, not particularly long, Yud Dalet Prakim long, is Hashem's love for Am Yisrael despite their betrayal of God through idol worshiping ways. He prophesied mostly towards the northern kingdom, Malchus Yisrael, even though he does address Malchus Yehuda, it's mostly towards Malchus Yisrael. Again, Bayis Rishon, he lived about 150 years before the destruction of the first temple. He had words of rebuke for the northern kingdom in the final decades. His Sefer opens with a message of divine heartbreak, Hashem's plea to the wayward people before the exile. We are going to have lessons from the Ashkenazi portion of the Haftorah, keeping in mind that they are very different. They come from the same Navi. And the theme of Hosea is he is witnessing the decline spiritually and morally of the northern kingdom. And it is God's work of rebuke, God's words of rebuke, calling back to his wayward children. We are going to begin with the first pasuk of the Haftorah, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. This is the most obvious connection between the Haftorah and the Parsha. The Navi says, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Here we go. Vayivrach Yaakov Sedei Aram. Yaakov had to run away from his brother to the fields of Aram. Vayavod Yisrael B'isha U'B'isha Shamar. And Israel, meaning Yaakov, worked for a wife. He worked for Rachel. And for a wife, he also guarded the sheep. So this, again, is the most obvious connection between the Haftorah and the Parsha. Yaakov had to run away. He had to flee to Aram. And he had to work for his wife, and he also had to guard the sheep. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Ubinavi ha'alah Hashem es Yisrael mimitzrayim. Hosea is talking about the past and through a great prophet, i.e. Moses, God took Israel out of Egypt, Ubenavi Nishmar, and through the prophet, meaning Moshe, the people were guarded in the desert. However, Pasuk Tesvav, Hichis Ephraim Tamrurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Ephraim, the kingdom of Israel, Ephraim is a metaphor, is a code word, is a name for the kingdom of Israel, Malchus Israel, they angered God bitterly. Hichis Ephraim Tamrurim, Ephraim caused divine anger, Rechmanatzan Tamrurim, very bitter anger, V'damav Allah V'tosh, Hashem says that the retribution, the blood of Ephraim will come back upon him, V'cherpaso Yashiv Lo Adonav, and his master will repay him with his disgrace. So even though Yaakov had to flee, and even though Yaakov remained true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even though in the desert we had Moshe to lead us, what has happened to Klal Yisrael, says the Navi? His master will repay him with his disgrace. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis. Again, we can't do every Pasuk. It's not possible given the time. So we have a sampling with Pesukim to give us an overview of what the Haftarah is speaking about. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis. Va'ata, the Navi rebukes them. Yosifu, va'ata with an ayin. Va'ata, Yosifu lachto. And now they continue to sin. At the time period of the decline of Malchus Yisrael, leading up to Churban Bais Rishon, the Avodah Zarah was rampant through the kingdom. Va'ata, Yosifu lachto. Now they have continued to sin. Va'yasu lehem mas. And they have made for themselves molten images from their silver. Kitvunam atzabim maaseh harashim kula. They have made idols according to form. It is everything, the work of a craftsman. Instead of worshipping a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they make idols. They make silver. They make gold images. And this is what they worship. Lahem heim ormim zovche adam agalim yishakum. To them, they say, only those who slaughter people as sacrifice will be those who merit to kiss the golden calves. The Navi here is describing the idol worship of molten idols, silver idols, golden idols. They have forgotten that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Gimel in Perek Yud Gimel. Lachein yihiyu ka'anan boker. And therefore, the Navi says, they will become vulnerable like a morning cloud. What happens to a morning cloud? It's there and then it dissipates. Ka'an and Boker. Not only will they be like a morning cloud, v'katal mashkim holich. They will be like early morning dew, D-E-W, that passes quickly. Katal mashkim, early morning dew. Holich, that just passes by. Kimotz yisoer migoren. They will be like chaff that is blown from the threshing floor. Uka ashan me'aruba. They will be like smoke that dissipates through the vent of a roof. The Navi here is describing the fate of Malchus Yisrael if they do not repent and return to the ways of God. Pasuk Dalet, va'anochi Hashem Elokecha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and yet HaKadosh Baruch says, I am the Lord your God. I am the one who brought you out from the land of Egypt. Elohim zulasi lo teda. And gods other than me you shall not know. Umoshia ein bilti. There is no one to save you other than me. Pasuk Vav. Kemar Isam, like when they were grazing. Vayisba'u, and they became satiated. Savu. They became full, vayaram libam, and their heart became haughty. This is a theme that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about a lot in Chumash, particularly in Parshas Ekev, Parak Ches of Devarim, v'ram levavecha ubatim tovim. Tivne, the Yishavtenbam, the Kesev Azov Yirbiyunach. Moshe Rabbeinu describes the situation in the future. He says, when you have gold and silver, you have flocks and cattle, you have fine houses and abundance of everything. Veram Levavecha Vishachachdos Hashem Akech, Parshas Ekev, Parachas of Sefer Devarim. Moshe describes a spiritual decline because when people have so much, they tend to forget the source, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Navi echoes that here. The Navi says, I'm in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Vav, Kimar Isam, like when they were grazing, Vayisba'u Savu, they became a double lashon, they were fully satiated, Vayaram Libam. They were satiated, they forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their heart became haughty, Al Kain, and therefore says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechechuni, they have forgotten me. Perek Yud Dalet, we're skipping ahead into Perek Yud Dalet. Ah, these words are going to be familiar to you. Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Beis, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. These are the final closing words of Sefer Hosea. Hosea does not end, the Sefer does not end on words of rebuke and words of tochacha and words of despair and words of exile. The Navi ends by telling the people, if you return unto God, Yesh Tikva L'Achamitech. Not exactly, that's from Yirmiyahu and Rachel Imenu. But there is hope for the end. Hashem will take you back. Hashem loves you. Hashem is waiting for you. We end on a positive note. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Yes, Shabbos Shuva Haftor as well. Shuva Yisrael Hashem Akecha Kikashal Tav Venecha. Return, Israel, and to the Lord your God. You have stumbled in your iniquity. Pasuk Gimel. Kichu imachem devarim. Veshuvu al Hashem. Take with yourself words. Speak amongst yourself. Consult with your rabbeim. Speak to your teacher. Speak to your leader. Speak amongst yourself with a positive influence. Veshuvu al Hashem. And discuss how you can all together repent unto God. Imru Elof. And then you will say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I lost my pace in the pasuk, sorry. Kol tisha avon v'kach tov u'neshama parim sfasenu. We will say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't you forgive all sin? Can you accept that which is good about us? And we will substitute our lips for bulls. Instead of bringing empty sacrifices that Hashem does not desire, we will bring him the words of our mouth, the pain of our heart, the vidui, the confession for our sins. We will bring him our Torah learning. We will bring him our tefillah. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires. Then the people come to realization. Pasuk Dalet, what does Am Yisrael say? Asher lo yoshienu. You know what we're going to realize? Asher? Foreign nations, neighboring countries, they cannot save us. Al sus lo nirkav. The horse which we rode so proudly into battle is not going to save us. We will no longer ride upon a horse. Velo no mar od. And we will no longer say Eloheinu lamase adinu. We will no longer call our idols our gods. Asher becha yerucham yasem. Because Hashem, you, an orphan, and you will find mercy. You will have mercy upon all of us. We are like an orphan nation, and we will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's MS. The last pasuk of Hosea, Perek Yedalet, Pasuk Yod. Mi chacham v'yavein eila. Hosea says, who amongst you is wise and can understand these? Navon, who amongst you has been a discernment understanding v'yada'im, and you will hear and know my words. Ki yasharim darche Hashem. The ways of God are always yashar. It's tzadikim yachubam, and the righteous shall walk in them. Uposhim yakashlubam, but the sinners shall stumble on them. It's words of rebuke, coupled with words of I don't know if I could use the word nechama, but it's a chizuk to remind us that when we find the path back to God, He will take us back. We will recognize our power does not lay in the Assyrians or any other neighbor who we think might be our savior. Our power does not lie in the horses upon which we always rode upon. We are a chacham. We are a navon. We have da'as, like last pasuk says. We recognize God's ways are righteous and straight. We recognize that a tzaddik must walk in the ways of God, and sinners will only stumble in their iniquity. So I was thinking to myself, what's the connection to the parsha? Yaakov Avinu in this parsha is in exile the entire time. Well, in the beginning, he has his dream. He's in Luz. He's in Beit El. After he wakes up his dream, Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. Yaakov lifts up his feet. Vayeich Arza B'nei Kedem. And he journeys to the east. Think of the land of Israel. Think of when you're facing north. Yaakov's journeying towards the east, i.e., he's leaving the land of Israel. And he's going to remain there for the next 20 years. When we go into Galus, Rechmar Letzlan. And it's been a very, very, very long galus since Churban Bayis Sheni. It's a long time. What we have to remember is the words of the Navi. Sometimes it could be that in galus we become confused. We lose our path. We forget that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We think that this ally is our salvation. This horse is our savior. This methodology will bring the Geula. This culture will be the path to ultimate redemption. Yaakov Avinu is the epicenter. I'm not sure exactly what word I'm looking for. But Yaakov Avinu is the quintessence, there you go, of the Jew who is in exile but remained true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, in next week's Parsha, Vayishach Yaakov Marachim Lefanav, Im Lavan Garti V'Acher Ad Ata, Im Lavan Garti V'Tar Yag Shamarti, even though he spent so long in exile working under the trickster Lavan. Tarek Shemarti, I never learned from his ways. I was never influenced. I stayed as loyal and faithful to the path of Avram, my grandfather, Yitzchak, my father, and to Akosh Baruch Hu. I was honest, he says to his wives in this week's parsha. Your father switched my wages 100 times, but I worked by day, I worked by night, I worked in the heat, I worked in the cold. I remained an honest Jew. I remained a Yashar Jew. Come on, man. And this is really the path to redemption. The Megillah says in Eicha that at the time of the Churban, the people realized that all of our allies committed trespass against us. They became our enemies. The only path back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by remembering the words of Hosea, which is really how Yaakov Avinu lived his life. He turned away from false deities. He turned away from false ideologies. He turned away from becoming convinced by Lavan and his path in life and by his avodah zarah. And he always stayed true to the path of the Mesorah of his father and his grandfather. And that's what the Navi really tells us here. We have to remember that everything else is Shaker and Hevel. Zulasi lo Elohim, Zulasi lo Teda. There are no powers besides me. They shall not know any powers besides for me. Umoshia ain bilti. Yaakov Avinu knew that he was always going to be saved by Kosh Varko. And I think that the last pasuk is such a beautiful description of Yaakov Avinu. Mi chacham v'yavein eila. Yaakov Avinu was a wise person who understood this. Navon, he had bina. Via the aim, and he had knowledge to know, ki yisharim darchei Hashem, he knew that despite everything he had to go through, working for Lavan, running away from his home, the switching of the wives, his wife's painful infertility, this week's parsha, the travail between the brothers, ki yisharim darchei Hashem. He becomes the father of the Shiftei Kash, Ma Yisrael, here Yaakov Avinu, Hashem Akein Hashem Echad. The tzaddikim yachum ba, Yaakov was a tzaddik who walked in the ways of God, who poshim yikoshu ba, but his enemies around him, Esav, Lavan, ultimately Biyamosa Mashiach will fall and stumble. And it is Klaiser who will ultimately Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Alkechu will repent and return to God, who will take us back with great love like a father to his child. And then Bezer Hashem, Hosea lived to see the destruction leading up to the destruction of the temple. We will Bezer Hashem live to see the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. Here, Biyamenu. Have a beautiful day, Bezer Hashem. Shabbat Shalom to all. Thank you, Kol Tov.